National Cybersecurity, sponsored by mihackerproof.com. Every 6 seconds, a personal computer is hacked into. Are you hackerproof? Go to www.mihackerproof.com.
An investigation is underway after security scares over the weekend cost 5 planes to make emergency landings. Sunday's threats were made against 3 flights, 2 headed to Seattle, 1/3 headed to Orlando. The alarm was raised after bomb threats were posted to Twitter. One passenger is saying the pilot made the announcement during the flight.
He kind of had a little bit of a panic in his voice almost, and he said, "We need to land the plane immediately. We believe that there is a security threat with the plane. Somebody tweeted in a bomb threat."
Well, the threat came days after a similar Twitter post targeted 2 jets flying to Atlanta, prompting F-16 fighter jets to escort the planes to safety. At number 7, the FBI is trying to find out who is responsible for these online bomb threats. Our Stacey Elgin talked with officials about how they track down Twitter threats.
The FBI says it's up to the airline to deem a threat credible. And in this particular case, these 2 threats, even though they were from social media, were deemed credible, and that's why the FBI had to get involved.
The FBI continues to investigate bomb threats made against 2 flights Saturday bound for Hartsfield-Jackson.
This person has to be caught. And when they are caught, they're going to have to get the maximum time allowed for this case.
Gregory Evans is a cyber attack expert. He believes the FBI knows who the person is behind the username King Zortik. The tweet Saturday stated, "I put a bomb on one of your planes." The account has since been suspended.
Right now we're focusing on who it was, where they are, and how we can best lay hands on them.
Both the Delta and Southwest airplanes were escorted to Hartsfield-Jackson by military fighter jets. Passengers deplaned and the aircrafts were searched.
Was that a copycat, or was that, again, someone testing the system to see how everyone will respond?
The FBI says the person responsible for the threats could face serious federal charges like conspiracy to destroy an aircraft.
I have the utmost confidence in our investigators that work these problems. They're very good at it.
No bomb was found on either one of the aircraft. A spokesman for the airlines tells us that whoever did this, whether it was a hoax or not, they will be held responsible. At Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Stacey Elgin, 11 Alive News.